The Longer Discourse at Kosinga, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying in the Sal Forest Park at Kosinga, together with several well-known senior disciples, such as the Venerables Sariputta, Mahamoggallana, Mahakassapa, Anuruddha, Revata, Ananda, and others. Then, in the late afternoon, Venerable Mahamoggallana came out of retreat, went to Venerable Mahakassapa, and said, "Come, Reverend Kassapa, let's go to Venerable Sariputta to hear the teaching." "Yes, Reverend," Mahakassapa replied. Then, together with Venerable Anuruddha, they went to Sariputta to hear the teaching. Seeing them, Venerable Ananda went to Venerable Revata, told him what was happening, and invited him also. Sariputta saw them coming off in the distance and said to Ananda, "Come, Venerable Ananda, welcome to Ananda, the Buddha's attendant who is so close to the Buddha. Ananda, the Sal Forest Park at Kosinga is lovely. The night is bright, the sal trees are in full blossom, and divine scents seem to float on the air. What kind of mendicant would beautify this park?" "Reverend Sariputta, it's a mendicant who is very learned, remembering and keeping what they've learned. These teachings are good in the beginning, good in the middle, and good in the end, meaningful and well-phrased, describing a spiritual practice that's entirely full and pure. They are very learned in such teachings, remembering them, reinforcing them by recitation, mentally scrutinizing them, and comprehending them theoretically. And they teach the four assemblies in order to uproot the underlying tendencies with well-rounded and systematic words and phrases. That's the kind of mendicant who would beautify this park." When he had spoken, Sariputta said to Revata, "Reverend Revata, Ananda has answered by speaking from his heart, and now we ask you the same question." "Reverend Sariputta, it's a mendicant who enjoys retreat and loves retreat. They're committed to inner serenity of the heart. They don't neglect absorption. They're endowed with discernment, and they frequent empty huts. That's the kind of mendicant who would beautify this park." When he had spoken, Sariputta said to Anuruddha, "Reverend Anuruddha, Revata has answered by speaking from his heart, and now we ask you the same question." "Reverend Sariputta, it's a mendicant who surveys the entire galaxy with clairvoyance that is purified and surpasses the human, just as a person with good sight could survey 1,000 wheel rims from the upper floor of a stilt longhouse. That's the kind of mendicant who would beautify this park." When he had spoken, Sariputta said to Mahakassapa, "Reverend Kassapa, Anuruddha has answered by speaking from his heart, and now we ask you the same question." "Reverend Sariputta, it's a mendicant who lives in the wilderness, eats only alms food, wears rag robes, and owns just 3 robes, and they praise these things. They are of few wishes, content, secluded, aloof, and energetic, and they praise these things. They are accomplished in ethics, immersion, wisdom, freedom, and the knowledge and vision of freedom, and they praise these things. That's the kind of mendicant who would beautify this park." When he had spoken, Sariputta said to Mahamoggallana, "Reverend Moggallana, Mahakassapa has answered by speaking from his heart, and now we ask you the same question." "Reverend Sariputta, it's when 2 mendicants engage in discussion about the teaching. They question each other and answer each other's questions without faltering, and their discussion on the teaching flows on. That's the kind of mendicant who would beautify this park. Then Mahamoggallana said to Sariputta, "Each of us has spoken from our heart, and now we ask you, Sariputta, the Sal Forest Park at Kasinga is lovely, the night is bright, the sal trees are in full blossom, and divine scents seem to float on the air. What kind of mendicant would beautify this park?" Reverend Moggallana, "It's when a mendicant masters their mind and is not mastered by it. In the morning, they abide in whatever meditation or attainment they want. At midday and in the evening, they abide in whatever meditation or attainment they want. Suppose that a ruler or their minister had a chest full of garments of different colours. In the morning they'd don whatever pair of garments they wanted. At midday and in the evening they'd don whatever pair of garments they wanted. In the same way, a mendicant masters their mind and is not mastered by it. In the morning they abide in whatever meditation or attainment they want. At midday and in the evening, they abide in whatever meditation or attainment they want. That's the kind of mendicant who would beautify this park." Then Sariputta said to those venerables, "Each of us has spoken from the heart. Come, reverence, let's go to the Buddha and inform him about this. As he answers, so we'll remember it." "Yes, reverend," they replied. Then those venerables went to the Buddha, bowed, and sat down to one side. Venerable Sariputta told the Buddha of how the mendicants had come to see him, and how he had asked Ananda, "Ananda, the Sal Forest Park at Kasinga is lovely, the night is bright, the sal trees are in full blossom, and divine scents seem to float on the air. What kind of mendicant would beautify this park?" When I had spoken, Ananda said to me, "Reverend Sariputta, it's a mendicant who is very learned, remembering and keeping what they've learned. These teachings are good in the beginning, good in the middle, and good in the end, meaningful and well phrased, describing a spiritual practice that's entirely full and pure. They are very learned in such teachings, remembering them, reinforcing them by recitation, mentally scrutinizing them, and comprehending them theoretically. And they teach the four assemblies in order to uproot the underlying tendencies with well-rounded and systematic words and phrases. That's the kind of mendicant who would beautify this park." "Good, good, Sariputta. Ananda answered in the right way for him, for Ananda is very learned." Next, I asked Revata the same question. He said, "It's a mendicant who enjoys retreat and loves retreat. They're committed to inner serenity of the heart. They don't neglect absorption. They're endowed with discernment, and they frequent empty huts. That's the kind of mendicant who would beautify this park." "Good, good, Sariputta. Revata answered in the right way for him, for Revata enjoys retreat." Next, I asked Anuruddha the same question. He said, "It's a mendicant who surveys the entire galaxy with clairvoyance that is purified and surpasses the human. Just as a person with good sight could survey 1,000 wheel rims from the upper floor of a stilt longhouse. That's the kind of mendicant who would beautify this park." "Good, good, Sariputta. Anuruddha answered in the right way for him, for Anuruddha surveys the entire galaxy with clairvoyance that is purified and surpasses the human." Next, I asked Mahakasapa the same question. He said, "It's a mendicant who lives in the wilderness, eats only alms food, wears rag robes, and owns just 3 robes, and they praise these things. They are a few wishes, content, secluded, aloof, and energetic, and they praise these things. They are accomplished in ethics, immersion, wisdom, freedom, and is accomplished in the knowledge and vision of freedom. And they praise these things. That's the kind of mendicant who would beautify this park. Good, good, Sariputta. Kassapa answered in the right way for him, for Kassapa lives in the wilderness and is accomplished in the knowledge and vision of freedom, and he praises these things. Next I asked Mahamoggallana the same question. He said, it's when two mendicants engage in discussion about the teaching. They question each other and answer each other's questions without faltering, and their discussion on the teaching flows on. That's the kind of mendicant who would beautify this park. Good, good, Sariputta. Moggallana answered in the right way for him, for Moggallana is a Dhamma speaker. When he had spoken, Moggallana said to the Buddha, next, I asked Sariputta, each of us has spoken from our heart, and now we ask you, Sariputta, the Sal Forest Park at Gasinga is lovely, the night is bright, the sal trees are in full blossom, and divine scents seem to float on the air. What kind of mendicant would beautify this park? When I had spoken, Sariputta said to me, Reverend Moggallana, it's when a mendicant masters their mind and is not mastered by it. In the morning they abide in whatever meditation or attainment they want. At midday and in the evening they abide in whatever meditation or attainment they want. Suppose that a ruler or their minister had a chest full of garments of different colours. In the morning they'd don whatever pair of garments they wanted. At midday and in the evening they'd don whatever pair of garments they wanted. In the same way, a mendicant masters their mind and is not mastered by it. In the morning they abide in whatever meditation or attainment they want. At midday and in the evening they abide in whatever meditation or attainment they want. That's the kind of mendicant who would beautify this park. Good, good, Moggallana. Sariputta answered in the right way for him, for Sariputta masters his mind and is not mastered by it. When he had spoken, Sariputta asked the Buddha, Sir, who has spoken well? You've all spoken well in your own way. However, listen to me also as to what kind of mendicant would beautify this Sal Forest Park at Gasinga. It's a mendicant who, after the meal, returns from arms round, sits down cross-legged with their body straight, and establishes mindfulness right there, thinking, I will not break this sitting posture until my mind is freed from the defilements by not grasping. That's the kind of mendicant who would beautify this park. That is what the Buddha said. Satisfied, those venerables were happy with what the Buddha said.